This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North Valley Community Foundation, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Some of us are better at fundraising. Some of us are better at identifying candidates in need. Some of us are better at finances. Some of us are willing to go under a bridge and pull somebody out, whereas others would rather work with people who are already in recovery. So we come from a pretty varied background that way, and we all offer our own strengths to the foundation. My name is Peggy Mead, and I'm a member of the Chico Posse Foundation.
My name is Lori Maloney, and I'm a member of the Chico Posse Foundation.
The Chico Posse Foundation is a group of five women that's formed a foundation that helps people in need basically where they're falling through the cracks in the system. So we help veterans, we help people in financial need, we help homeless people, people coming out of, sometimes out of jail and out of addiction, and we help them start new lives, usually with either a financial donation or we help them with furniture and household items.
We've done quite a few of first month's rent just to kind of get people in housing because it's hard to be in shelter or on the street and get a job and get back on your feet. So when somebody's kind of right at that point that they really just need that extra hand up, we'll cover their first month's rent, get them into a place that kind of helps them get a little kickstart to get going. So we try to fill in the things that are not already being done by other nonprofits.
We have several people who actually tithe to us, a couple of realtors who give us $100 for each escrow they close, and then somebody who gives us a percentage of her income actually every month. And then also the Elks Lodge does fundraisers for us, and we have a lot of individuals who do individual causes. So we're always looking for more money because the more we have, the more we can give out. We don't have any overhead. Everything we get goes out to help people, give them a hand up.
We have a Facebook page, and that's where we put a lot of information out. So we'll put information out, and then people respond like crazy to that. So we had somebody get a hold of us. I think it might have been through Channel 12. And this was someone who called and said, my next-door neighbor is just this really sweet lady, and she's going through really hard times, and I was wondering if you guys could help us with a meal for her. So, of course, we did, and we went and got a meal, and then we told all of our friends through Facebook, and we got a flood of presents for them. And we showed up on, was it Christmas Eve? Mm-hmm. And we just walked into their house with all of this stuff. The neighbor went and knocked on the door, and we met her there. And she cried her eyes out. Her husband cried. Her kid cried. It was crazy, but it was really fun.
We also had cash for her so she could help pay her rent and her bills, and also groceries as well as a meal, but groceries and money and presents for her and her kids and her husband. It was so moving. We all cried, too. Lori left that out. We were all crying.
Everybody cried that day. All five of us have been involved in the community quite a bit already. So we were all doing different things and kind of closely connected, but involved in different ways. So it kind of naturally happened that we all pulled together and kind of pooled our resources and our connections. And it's just, one, it's a lot easier working together than working on our own. It's also tenfold what we've been able to do doing it together.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Chico Posse Foundation, a nonprofit partner of North Valley Community Foundation. Learn more or hear archive editions at mynspr.org.